The captain peered out the viewport, then at the sensor scan data Wedge had pulled up.
I don't see anything, he said.
Me either, Wedge had to admit. There's just something... blast.
What?
Control won't let me in, Wedge told him as he keyed off. Too much traffic on the circuits already, they say.
Allow me.
Afion turned to his own console. The freighter was shifting course now, the kind of slow and careful maneuver that usually indicated a full load, but the cargo bay was still registering empty.
There we go,
Afion said, glancing at Wedge with grim satisfaction.
I've got a tap into their records computer. Little trick you never learned flitting around in an X-Wing. Let's see now. Freighter... Narcissitu. Out of Nellak Kram. They were jumped by pirates, got their main drive damaged in the fight, and had to dump their cargo to get away. They're hoping to get some repair work done. Sluice controls basically told them to get in line.
I thought all this relief shipping had more or less taken over the whole place,
Wedge frowned.
Afion shrugged. Theoretically. In practice, well, the Sluissi are easy enough to talk into bending that kind of rule. You just have to know how to phrase the request.
Reluctantly, Wedge nodded. It did all seem reasonable enough, he supposed, and a damaged, empty ship would probably handle something like an intact full one. And the freighter was empty. The Larkess's sensors said so. But the tingles refused to go away. Abruptly, he dug his comlink from his belt.
Rogue Squadron, this is Rogue Leader, he called. Everyone to your ships.
He got acknowledgements, looked up to find Afion's eyes steady on him.
You still think there's trouble?
The other asked quietly. Wedge grimaced, throwing one last look out the viewport at the freighter.
Probably not. But it won't hurt to be ready. Anyway, I can't have my pilots sitting around drinking tea all day.
He turned and left the bridge at a quick jog. The other 11 members of Rogue Squadron were in their X-Wings by the time he reached the Larkess's docking bay. 3 minutes later, they launched. The freighter hadn't made much headway, Wedge saw, as they swung up over the Larkess's hull and pulled together into a loose patrol formation. Oddly enough, though, it had moved a considerable distance laterally, drifting away from the Larkess and toward a pair of Calamari star cruisers orbiting together a few kilometers away.
Spread out formation,
Wedge ordered his pilots, shifting to an asymptotic approach course.
Let's swing by and take a nice casual little look.
The others acknowledged. Wedge glanced down at his nav scope, made a minor adjustment to his speed, looked back up again, and in the space of a single heartbeat, the whole thing went straight to hell. The freighter blew up. All at once, without any warning from sensors, without any hint from previous visual observation, it just came apart. Reflexively, Wedge jabbed for his comm control.
Emergency, he barked. Ship explosion near orbit dock V-475. Send rescue team.
For an instant, as chunks of cargo bay flew outward, he could see into the emptiness there. But even as his eyes and brain registered the odd fact that he could see into the disintegrating cargo bay, but not beyond it, the bay was suddenly no longer empty. One of the X-Wing pilots gasped. A tight-packed mass of something was in there, totally filling the space where the Larkess's sensors had read nothing. A mass that was even now exploding outward like a hornet's nest behind the pieces of the bay. A mass that in seconds had resolved itself into a boiling wavefront of TIE fighters.
Pull up!
Wedge snapped to his squadron, leaning his X-Wing into a tight turn to get out of the path of that deadly surge.
Come around and reform! S-foils in attack position!
And as they swung around in response, he knew with a sinking feeling that Captain Afion had been wrong. Rogue Squadron was indeed going to earn its pay today. The battle for Sluice Van had begun.